Boy, people are in for a treat today, aren't they? I mean, a true treat. A very testosterone-filled treat today. You're listening to Table Talk with Rookie's Family, the family podcast, minus all female members of the podcast today.
Mm-hmm. Minus half the family.
Minus half the family, right. So it's just the boys today. The gals have an engagement. They have a shower that they are going to, so they were not able to come in and make the audio commitment that the males in the family are present and accounted and ready for. But you, of course, will not be shortchanged because we have a whole laundry list of items to talk about. Starting first with, what's the deal with Trump? When is this all going to stop?
No.
I just wanted to get, I wanted that same, I wanted that reaction from Gabe, and I got it immediately, the look of horror. What the hell are you doing? It was worth it, Matthew. I wish I would have recorded it for you.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on sports-wise. We're not going to do a sports cast, but...
I was going to say, I know the girls are, when they go back to listening to this, they are expecting our list of items to be, first we'll talk about the Twins. Talk about the start of a wild season. We got the Vikes today. So they're expecting a sports podcast, I'm sure. But
yeah, and you know
we
what?
We have plenty of other stuff.
For the last two games, unfortunately, the last two Twins-Yankees games, the gals were right there front and center watching the baseball games, even though it was just an absolute horrible. What is that, our 16th loss?
16th straight.
And we have not. Yeah. This is our first home game in the playoffs since, I don't know how many years. Is it 2010?
Yeah, 9 or 10, something like that.
Unbelievable. And I even though I was very frustrated watching the Twins lose to the much better Yankees, it was really frustrating. And I got a question. I tweeted this out yesterday. You know on the Grand Slam?
Yeah.
Showboating or no?
No, I think it was almost surreal for him, I feel like.
Okay.
It was kind of like, are you like, oh my God, I actually just hit that.
Okay. Because my first impression was showboating. I think I would have beaned him if I would have been the pitcher that next time he came up to the plate. I thought it was a little too much. Just drop the bat and go.
He didn't do like the huge bat flip though. I feel like he could have showboated more. His was almost like a relaxed, like
the casual showboat.
But I know I just said that we don't want to do a full sports podcast, but I did see a breakdown of that inning as far as the pitches went.
Yeah.
And it was like, who was it pitching? Gibson? And Kyle Gibson was pitching? He had 0-2 on a guy, and then he threw it right down the middle of the plate for an RBI single. Next batter was Sanchez. He was 0-2 on Sanchez. And he hit him with a pitch.
Man.
And then the next batter, was Didi Gregorius. And he had a 1-2 count and threw one down the middle for a grand slam. So it's like you're an 0-2, 0-2, 1-2. And then each time you either threw it down the middle or hit him with a pitch. Just absolutely terrible pitching. Welcome to the Minnesota Twins.
It was, who was it? Dubnak, Duffy, Smelter, Stashek, May, Romo, and Little.
Okay. Littell, or whatever I don't remember his name is. Who gave up that foot.
Well, it was very frustrating to watch, but let's put that behind us. And again, we're not going to do a sports recap. The Twins are down 0-2. They're in a hole, but they're coming home to Target Field. Let's hopefully they'll win. Wild are off to a
0-2 start.
Yep, that's not good. Not much to say there. And the Vikings are at home against.
No. They're at the Giants, aren't they?
Oh, that's right. They're at the Giants. Yeah, you bet. Because if you were a Minnesota sports fan, you may have gone to two Yankees games and then drove over to the stadium and watched the Vikes beat the Giants. All right, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How's your week, Gabe? How was your week this past week? What do you got going on?
Your week was very good. Nothing special.
Okay. And on to the next topic then, Gabe.
Gabe had a decent week. Nothing special.
Yep. Gabe is trying to gain weight.
Well, not right now, I'm not.
No?
But next year, I'm trying.
Okay. You started the season at what, 170?
Yep.
And where are you now?
Like 156.
Man.
So, yeah.
You know, if you want to gain weight, what the real way to gain weight is to start drinking beer. You'll get a pot belly in no time. But I think you're a little too young for that, so let's not go that far.
I started at like 155, and then I went up to 170, and then I went back down.
The problem is you're in very, very good shape because they've been running you. You've been weightlifting. You're probably in the best shape of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, you're a freshman year.
Most people would kill to be accidentally dropping 20 pounds, Gabe.
Well, I wish I wasn't, so.
Well, they asked me, Matthew, this week to host Twin Cities Live next week or whatever it was, once or twice, and I'm just trying to figure out a way to lose 10 pounds in the next week and a half, and I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just going to be me, fat and happy.
2 gallons of water a day, chicken breast and spinach. That's all you can eat.
Ay, ay, ay. What's that, the keto diet?
No, that's my special January diet when I drop 20 pounds in January.
All right, well, I'll work on that. We'll see what happens. What's new with your life out in Boston, Maddie? What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Been working hard, watching a lot of sports, pretty much. with now all these sports teams in swing, I have found myself on a lot of nights.
What?
Watching those, hanging out.
What happens to the Boston Red Sox fans with the Red Sox not being in the playoffs? Is there a drop down in interest, or do they just go ahead and root against the Yankees, or what?
Yes, I've talked with a lot of Boston fans about not being in the playoffs, and it's pretty much they'll turn. They're like, oh, whatever, we got Brady. Like, we're watching the Patriots. So they're very quick to forget this year, but they are very trigger happy to remind you of last year.
So, of course they are. Exactly.
They're already on to the Patriots this year. Red Sox have been forgotten. And yes, they are rooting against the Yankees. So I wouldn't say they're rooting for the Twins, but they're certainly rooting against the Yankees.
Understood. I got it.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, let's jump into Family Podcast. We got some topics. Matthew, you go ahead and start out with whatever you want.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll continue with bringing sports up. This has been in the news recently. In California, they passed a bill to start allowing college players to be paid.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to hear your guys' opinion on whether college athletes should be able to profit from their likeness. And this is just a California thing right now. It's not national, but it's sort of it's the first kind of step in that direction, which I think it'll end up that college players will be able to be paid. And it's not being paid by the colleges per se, but it's allowing them to do endorsement deals and things like that.
Right. Gabe, you go ahead and start us out. What do you think?
Well, I don't think they should be, they should be able to be paid, but I don't really support them being paid. Because their college is already getting paid for them, and they're going to some of the best colleges in the country, and they're doing their academics, they are playing their sport, and chances are some of them will go on to be professional athletes in that sport. Some of them won't, but either way, they get their entire college paid for, which is pretty big, hefty sum of money.
What about the NCAA profiting or the school? If you're going to Duke and you're playing basketball, and Duke is making a hell of a lot of money because you just made the Final Four. They've got their deals with, think of the NCAA. It's just making money hand over fist as a result of
billions.
Duke. Right. As a result of Duke, whether you love them or hate them, they make it to the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four in the championship. And there's a lot of money exchanging hands. I'm wishy-washy. I'm back and forth on this because eventually the good ones are going to make the money. But what if you're the third string tight end for Florida State? Should you? Is there a minimum? Where do you draw the line?
I mean, they're just not going to be getting endorsement deals. Like, that's just a matter of fact. I mean, the same thing happens in pro, the left guard isn't going to typically get an endorsement deal, but the quarterbacks will. And same thing will happen in college. If you're a third string player, you probably won't be getting paid. It probably only changes things for maybe 5 or 10% of college players.
Yeah.
Probably not even that. Probably the top 2 to 5% of college players or whatever.
Man,
are actually going to be the ones profiting from it. Which, in the past, I've been sort of wishy-washy on it. It certainly is going to open a very interesting can of worms when some of these college players start making millions of dollars. And they're basically, I mean, they already are like these big celebrities on campus and whatnot, especially when you get to a level that, say, like a Zion Williamson or really any of the big college quarterbacks like Alabama or Clemson's Trevor Lawrence. They're big celebrities on campus and to some extent nationwide, but when they also start having millions and they're 18 years old, it'll be very interesting to watch. Because that usually doesn't turn out too well, giving 18-year-olds $10 million.
Yeah,
right.
But it certainly will provide some fantastic entertainment to see what they blow their money on.
Well, and that's, okay, things like LeBron James. Okay, before he started in the NBA, think of the things that he had before. I know he didn't grow up with much, but I think things may or may not have been funneled to him. I don't have proof of that, but it's just when you think about the things he had before he made the big money, I mean, or another athlete that might have the big gold chains that cost, you know, thousands of dollars, or the nice car that you can't afford a Land Rover, Range Rover, if you are a 20-year-old and you don't really have you're not even working at Burger King. You're just a very good athlete. Maybe this will bring it all out into the open, so it's on the up and up.
Exactly. I mean, USC has been giving houses out to kids for 30
right.
years. It's not a – there's no – you're right. This will just kind of make things out in the open. Kids are already being paid. Schools get caught for it all the time.
Right.
And they'll be like, a lot of director will get fired, or an assistant basketball coach was funneling money or something random like that.
Or the – what is it?
It's already happening. The one thing that will cause an issue is if it's not handled on a – national level, then it's going to be a problem. If only California is able to pay players, guess where all of the good athletes are going?
California.
They're all going to California. So California's teams will be, no one will be able to compete with them because they're going to attract all the talent. So it is something that I think what would happen if it doesn't end up being national and they don't, I know there's one congressman that's introducing it on a federal level, but if they just continue to do it on a state-by-state basis, California is going to get kicked out of the NCAA.
Right. Right.
They just can't compete.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they handle it, because that is another thing. The prime athletes are going to flock there, or it'll put so much pressure on the other states that have, you know, Florida would be the next state, I would imagine, with Miami.
Yep.
Florida State.
They're about to pass the same thing California did, essentially.
It's all about the Benjamins.
California doesn't kick in until like 2021, and I think Florida's would be earlier than that. I think it'd be 2020.
Okay.
Next year.
All right. Speaking of locally here, quick note on University of St. Thomas. Your thoughts on the UST?
Yeah, I think it's logical. This past my senior year there, I took a sports economics class.
Yeah.
And my professor for it, his name is Rivers Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
He's an awesome dude. He dove into a ton. He's been lobbying the president of UST and athletic directors and whatnot, trying to get UST to go D1 for years because he thinks it. He's got this whole long explanation why it's a good thing.
So okay.
I know he's rejoicing right now. The only thing that will be interesting, I think it makes sense. So they're going to be joining, or they had the invitation to join the Summit League, which is mostly comprised of schools from North Dakota, South Dakota, sort of local Midwest here.
Right, and then throw in San Diego, whatever the Catholic school is.
Yeah, there's a couple random ones, but vast majority are kind of in the general Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin area. They don't have football or hockey in that league.
Okay, how does that work then? They just have to.
They're gonna have to find something else for football and hockey. Which hockey? They when they built the St. Thomas Academy and University of St. Thomas Arena in Mendota Heights.
Right.
Before they built that, UST explored going D1 and what that would take because they would need their own arena.
Right.
They ultimately decided not to go D1, so they ended up building that arena. So hockey, I don't know what they're going to do because they had already kind of gone down that path and decided against it. Football will be interesting, too. I saw an article saying right now UST spends $1.1 million on football a year, and some of those other schools like South Dakota State and I think maybe NDSU, North Dakota, some of those Dakota area and other Minnesotas are spending $5 million plus a year on football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting. They're not only going to have to find a conference, but they're going to have to start coming up with some more money to stay competitive.
Right, because
they're good, but, I mean, these schools still attract a higher level of talent than UST does at this point.
Well, and the expenses of, you know, they used to have to get a couple of buses and run up to St. John's. Now it's you're going to have to book a charter a plane to San Diego or wherever, yeah. And that's going to be quite pricey.
Yeah, and just attracting talent that is good enough to be D1, they expect a better experience and facilities and trainers and staff. And obviously, you're not going to have to compete with the University of Minnesota or stuff like the facilities they have, but you're still going to have to kind of cough up some money to start.
I'm still a purist, though. I like when they play locally here. I think it was something the MIAC, excuse me, the MIAC was just a neat conference, and I know that, you know, Bethel had some good and bad years. McAllister's had some bad sport years. But the charm of all of those schools and their solid schools having, you know, great rivalries and such a wonderful history, that's going to get lost. And as far as St. Thomas is concerned, the other ones are still there. But it just changes the game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was a mistake to do that. But no, they just got to move on from it and figure something else.
All right, well, let's keep moving along here.
Breaking the sports chain.
Oh, Gabe is going anti-sports on us?
Well, mine is it's about the cartel. They were getting chased by Spanish police in the ocean, and the police boat crashed into the cartel's boat and capsized. And the cartel ended up saving the police officers that fell overboard.
Seriously?
Yep. And the helicopter that was watching the entire thing, they didn't believe what was happening. They had, I think, hold on, let me look.
Gosh, what did you see? I can't believe we didn't see this on the news.
They had 80 bundles of hashish.
Hashish?
Which is hashish.
Yeah.
3 tons.
Thank you for not knowing that word. That warms my heart.
I have no idea what that is.
hashish, it's like marijuana, dope, or Turkish dope, or I don't know what kind of dope. Hashish.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
So they ended up saving the guys that were trying to nab them.
They pulled them up on their boat, and the helicopter was like, what is happening?
And then did they arrest them, or how did
they? Yeah, they ended up getting arrested besides their good deeds, is what they said.
Wow. Credit for good time?
I don't know what the cartel guys would expect. They're still not going to just let them go away.
Yep.
Right. I mean, it shows the human side of the cartel where they've got their warm and fuzzies are still intact, where they don't want to see somebody. Even though maybe 24 hours before, they shot 3 guys in the head to get the dope on board.
Oh, yeah. How many tons, Gabe? 300 tons?
3 tons.
Three tons. That's
Dumped 3 tons into the ocean.
And they lost the drugs, too?
Yep.
Have you seen, though, what great lengths these cartels go to hide? You know, it used to be a speedboat. Throw all the stuff in the speedboat, gun it, and try to get across to whatever border you're getting across. But now they've got these little mini subs that they can still detect. That one Army guy, or Coast Guard guy, that had the brass pair that's knocking on the top saying, open up, and, you know, he jumped in the middle of the ocean. He jumps on their ship, and they get all their stuff. That guy showed me something. But these cartels are spending big-time money. That vessel wasn't cheap that they were hiding all that dope in.
Oh, no. I mean, they spend billions of dollars because there's billions of dollars in drugs on this stuff. So they got to spend billions of dollars to try and protect it.
I know I'm naive because I'm not a user. But Who's buying all these drugs?
I mean, addicted people?
If you've got dope, cocaine, I mean, I guess I'm not really in the club loop and stuff like that, but I'm shocked that people still snort cocaine. I know that people smoke dope. I'm not stupid, but
you
I'm
ever
shocked.
Been to Miami?
No, I've never
One
been to
time,
Miami.
I didn't see a single, like, well, I saw like druggies, but not like cocaine.
I'm shocked that people still use cocaine. I don't understand.
I don't think it's a big thing here.
No, you haven't seen it at your parties.
But it's like you don't hear anything about it ever.
Okay.
Like, yeah, as opposed to California or Florida or like New York and stuff. Like the stock market, they remember, who do you know that, or somebody said that works there? I think it was McLaren's friend's roommate. Works there, and she said that everybody does cocaine.
Oh my gosh.
It definitely is more prevalent on both coasts for some reason, whatever that reason is. I don't know, faster life, but
money.
I don't know, there's still people doing it.
Money, you still got to have the money too, I guess. That stuff isn't cheap. That is absolutely crazy, though, that they help those guys back out. Then they turn around and say, all right, put your hands up. You're under arrest.
Yep.
Yeah, no. Damn it.
Speaking of crazy, this is legitimately crazy. I saw in the Daily Star, which is in the UK, listen to this title, Rampaging Gangs of Violent Monkeys Attacking Monastery Visitors Every Single Day. So there are they're Indian street gangsters. They're little monkeys. What are they? What kind of monkeys are they? I don't even know. It's in Vrindavan, India. The macaws. They're very aggressive, and they're attacking, intimidating residents everywhere. A desperate fundraising appeal has now been launched to install bars on the windows to keep the primates out, which carry rabies, out of the pilgrimage site.
Ooh.
That's what I would be.
What are they doing? Why are they attacking them? Is it food?
Well, they said in the past the monkeys were not aggressive, but now they are, and they're not sure why. The monkeys come daily in gangs, and they've been chasing members and visitors, including kids, out. So people don't want to go in there. The charity says previous methods to keep the monkeys at bay are no longer working, and they may soon completely take over. But there's pictures of these guys. They're just laying around. They're taking over areas on the upper part of the building, including the bathrooms. So people can't go to the bathroom, which is a necessity. They also are struggling to manage the situation to carry out basic needs like the kitchen. The monkeys are going to the kitchen. And they don't say anything about food, but I would imagine that's probably the key thing for the monkeys is all they want to do is food. Plus, they're not very well behaved with their bowels, shall we say.
That's true.
They are considered sacred by the Hindu religion and are regularly fed with bananas and pampered by devotees, meaning their numbers continue to rocket. So, yes, I guess when push comes to shove, some dummies feeding them bananas, and they're not going anywhere. They're protected.
It's going to be like Planet of the Apes.
It's going to be like Planet of the Apes. They're gonna take over.
That movie's terrifying.
I've never seen it.
The original is...
That is a scary movie.
I just know of it.
The original is unbelievable.
Yep. In 1844 when it came out.
All right. My next item is this, guys. Entertainment. The Joker. What in the hell is going on with our country here?
The movie looks so stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought that it was going to be like the real Joker, but it's just like some guy that has mental problems doing a comedy routine.
All right.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what it's... I was excited to see it. I thought Haley and I watched the trailer for it yesterday. We want to go see it. Although I have heard that it is awful. I have heard only negative reviews saying it's terrible.
Okay. Is the thrill to go watch the movie or to experience this? From the AP, extra layers of security, intense on-screen action, and a frightening incident inside a New York theater combined to create an unsettling experience for some moviegoers who went to see The Joker on opening weekend. A young man who was loudly cheering and applauding on-screen murders, sent some people heading toward the exits in a crowded theater in Manhattan's Times Square on Friday. Other patrons yelled at the guy who spit on them as they left early, said Nathaniel Hood, who was in the theater. I was scared. I'm sure a lot of other people were as well, Hood said in an interview conducted Friday.
Well, two things.
Yep.
First, there is, like, murder in the movie?
Yeah, somebody might get aced in the movie.
I didn't see that in the trailer. And second thing, why didn't they, like, call the cops or something?
It wasn't doing anything illegal.
But, okay,
you can't spit on someone.
About halfway through, when Joker started killing people and monologuing about how society is evil, this guy started clapping loudly and incessantly for a good minute. People started yelling for him to shut up, but he kept clapping and cheering like mad. Is part of the thrill to see this movie to go and be afraid and really try to get that experience of a thrill ride, but this is real life. People are, you know, the Army and these other agencies came out with saying there is going to be some trouble at the Joker premieres throughout the country. They didn't name specific, but they said this is what what people are talking about. I wouldn't go. I would recommend nobody goes to see the Joker because, first of all, I think it's a stupid movie. It's been done already. And second of all, there's too many stupid people that want to get their 5 minutes of fame, like this guy, even though he didn't do anything.
I can definitely see how it would be scary. I think the premise of this one's cool because it's supposed to be like his origin story, like how he kind of got to where he ends up in all the other movies.
Okay, like a prequel.
Which is interesting. Yeah, people are fascinated by the Joker. I love the Batman.
I love the Joker. Yeah,
I always loved the Joker. One thing I think it was for this movie. I saw an article maybe I don't know a month or two ago when they were doing promotions for it. I'm pretty sure it was this movie. The interviewer asked, "Who's the guy in it? Joaquin Phoenix."
Yes.
They asked him in their interview about, are you nervous that this movie is going to incite any incidents of real people going out and mimicking the Joker and stuff? And he got up and left the interview and said, why would you even ask that?
Oh, really?
Saying that you asking that is just as bad or if not worse, because you may have just given people that idea to use it as inspiration.
Well, that's true.
Which is like, I don't know if it's better to just sort of ignore that, hope nothing happens, or address it directly. I feel like addressing it directly probably causes more of a risk of crazy people doing stuff.
Well, in Bristol, Tennessee, the owner of the Twin City Drive-In Theater posted a warning on Facebook that anybody wearing a costume or a mask to see Joker would not be allowed in, and if anyone smuggled in an outfit, they would be asked to leave. Now, this is where people, their moron chip doesn't work. Why would the reason you would put a Joker face on to the clown makeup to go see the Joker is you would want attention on you. You would want people to think that you have the potential to do something stupid like that.
You want to incite fear.
Mm-hmm. You want to incite fear. And that, this is so, it's such a subject that is really, it's a current fear because there's so many stupid, the dummy in Aurora that shot 12 people, killed 12 people. It's just, this is part of what's wrong with society, with the reality and the fantasy. They're all morphed together, and we're in a bad way here. That people want to dress up like that, or that people have to fear going to a movie theater because they think someone is going to pull out a gun and start shooting. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but at the same time, I don't think that the country has, like, changed in any sort of way in that. Like, I don't think that I would be, feel any, I don't know how to explain it. 50 years ago, I don't think it was any more safe than it is right now. I think we probably live in one of the safer times right now.
Really? Even with the way people are, I mean, people, there's a lot of stupid people out there, and there were stupid people 50 years ago. Yes,
I don't know, New York in like the 80s. People were getting murdered left and right.
Right.
Think of when like the mafia and the mobs were bigger. People were getting murdered everywhere. It's not that things like have that people weren't getting killed years ago. It's just covered more now. when one person dies, it's a bigger news story.
True. And then really, Rudy Giuliani came in and cleaned up the city with allowing the police officers to do their job, unlike the two mayors that we have here that do not allow the police officers full support and to do what they can do. But
I know it always, it's the argument of like, oh yeah, we're living in a terrible time. The country's in a poor state. But I don't think it's any different than any other time, really. It's people just like something to complain about.
Well, I think that's a ray of hope that you see the world that way, and I think that you should keep going with that because that's a pleasant thought.
Yeah, I do have another article.
Fire away.
It's how about this headline? China is breeding giant pigs the size of polar bears.
What?
Yep, that one got me to click on it.
Yeah, that's clickbait right there. The size of polar bears?
I think that was a stretch. I'm looking at a picture of one of these pigs. I certainly wouldn't say polar bear size, maybe a baby polar bear. But China is facing a huge pork shortage.
Okay.
They are going to have a 10 million, I don't know if it was pounds or tons, a pork shortage, and pork is huge in China. So they're now, farmers are breeding, they also, because they had a huge outbreak that killed all of the pigs, essentially.
Oh, okay, disease.
It was like a year or two ago.
Oh, boy.
But now the farmers are breeding these essentially super pigs. And this pig that I'm looking at right here is, this one's 750 kilograms, which is, I think almost 1,500 pounds.
Ooh.
I think a 500 kilogram one. So they're averaging about 500 kilograms, which is about 1,100 pounds.
How do you make a larger pig?
I don't know.
You didn't really cover
that.
You can have a pig and then, beef it up or so to speak. I mean, make it gain weight. But I suppose there's people that will. But is that for if it's an oversized pig? Do you think it takes away from the taste of, bacon or pork, or just because it's modified?
No.
I don't know.
It's still
a pig. That's true. I think they would rather have worse pork and have some pork than have just no pork at all.
Ooh, remember at the Lafayette Club we had that pork cheek?
Oh, yeah.
That was really good. I've never had better than the cheek of the pig is unbelievable when done right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to those in China.
They said the normal weight of the pigs is 125 kilograms.
Ooh.
But they're raising these to be like 500 to 750 kilograms. So they're absolutely massive. And this lady is riding one, and she's tiny on it.
Like a little circus elephant or something like that.
It's crazy. But yeah, that article caught my eye.
All right, well, I guess there'll be a lot of pork available when we go to China. Any desire to go to China?
Yeah, I'd go to China for good things.
Gabe says no. Why?
I never want to leave the U.S.
What?
I don't really care about other things.
Don't you want to go see the Singapore airport?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait that someday I'm going to go there. I probably won't be able to afford anything over there, but just to stand around and absorb everything would be really neat. They really did a cool job on that. I'm told.
A wild place.
Yeah. All right, you got anything else, bro?
I had one more article, and it was there was a bar in Florida that did. You know how at the Nook they cover the walls with dollars?
Yes.
This bar in Florida did that, and they just took all. They had pretty much filled the bar up, and they took all of the dollars down, and are donating it to hurricane relief.
Oh, nice.
But the bar ended up having 14,000 $1 bills. So they got $14,000 that had built up on the wall. So we always, every time you go to the Nook and eat, you're like, oh, man, how much money do you think is on the wall?
The Nook just did that, I think.
Yeah.
They're about to.
They were going to start cleaning up. But this bar had 14,000 of them, which was I just thought was interesting.
We should start doing that at our house, and we have people over. Just have them put a dollar on the wall. We'll see what gives, and let's go from there.
We can start a room in the house where everyone that comes over can sign a dollar and put it on the wall. And then once a year, we can make 14, I don't know if we have 14,000 people come over.
Right. Well, we don't have that many friends, but Say, if you thought you had a bad week this week, go to, if you thought you had a bad week, I know somebody that had a really bad week. There's surveillance video. A female in Houston was, or a guy, I'm sorry, was walking his dog and was struck by lightning. Just right out in the parking lot and just fell flat on his face. The dogs took off. Then one dog eventually came back, but some good Samaritans helped this person and saved his life. But Alex Correas was walking his three dogs near a veterinary hospital in Spring, Texas, when a lightning bolt knocked him off his feet and sent the dogs scurrying. Video from a security camera outside the clinic shows the lightning bolt producing a giant spark at his feet, after which he does a complete face plant. He must have broke his nose. But anyway, survived. The third person administered CPR until they could feel a pulse. He was not breathing. His clothes were charred, and his shoes and socks were blown off of his feet.
Oh, my God.
So this last week didn't seem that bad for you guys, huh?
No.
Yeah, no, pretty good week. You know, yeah, Twins lose, but you'll be okay.
right. It really puts it all into perspective. That's for sure.
Have you ever seen when someone gets struck by lightning, what can, like, happen to their skin?
No.
Just gets charred.
There can be like lasting things where you can like see the veins through their skin, essentially. Where it's almost like, I think it might be because of burns or something, but that you like their vascularity becomes like more prominent. And I don't know if you look up person struck by lightning or something, you'll probably be able to see it. But
well, when
get wild, like designs on their skin.
When lightning hits a tree, the explosion, from what I'm told, is the water molecules in the tree are heated so fast that it just goes bam. That being said, how could there be anything left of someone if you're struck by lightning? That's what I don't get. Because you're so we're water-based. Our whole body would just go kapuya. I don't know. Let's not try to figure it out here. There's people out there a lot smarter than us, huh?
What was that video that Kapuya from?
Kapuya. Oh, that was the it was a gal that was interviewed. It was hang on, let me just Kapuya. If you Google Kapuya, oh my gosh, you can get the whole thing here. Let's see if we can.
It was a lady on a news. She was being interviewed for the news, wasn't she?
No idea.
Let's see.
And it was this morning. I was up watching TV, and then it flashed across the TV saying bad weather in the Waller County area affected to 2:43 a.m. And I posted it on my Facebook page. Soon I posted it on my Facebook page. It said, Kapuya, Kapuya. And your boy, that hell just came in. I looked at my... opened my door, and I looked out my door and started hitting me in my head. I took off running, ran to my restroom, and then I called my mama to see what she all right.
It looks like every window on...
Every window in Meadowood apartment is broke. On the left side is all the front. On the right side is all the back bedroom windows. We had a hell party at 2 o'clock this morning. Everybody was outside.
Yeah.
Tell me about how big they were. Tell me about the stones.
Man, them jokers was big. Size of a quarter doggone. They were big. They were hit hard, too, man.
You went out in it, Michelle?
I opened my front door and stood out in the door and looked because it was unbelievable. I mean, it had just flashed it on the TV, and then it just came like that. Man, it was a shocking.
And then somebody, of course, had the extra time to put this together.
Size of a quarter doggone.
Many said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
It said kapuya, kapuya. Man, them jokers was big. It said kapuya, kapuya. And don't be mad, them jokers was big. It said kapuya, kapuya. Ran to my rescue. I called my mama to see what she all right.
Said it sounded like nothing they've ever heard before.
Do you think, You think that one's copyrighted? Can we use that for the outro music?
Yeah, right. That would be pretty darn good. Yeah. Oh Lord, yeah. That. Thank you for the reminder on that one. That was a good one. Yeah. All right, let's.
Jokers was big.
Hey, we did this without the gals today. How about that? Do we need them next week?
I don't know. I think this is. Hey, leave a comment on iTunes and let us know that just having the boys is preferable, and maybe the girls should just sit it out.
Right, more sports and less purse talk, less Louis Vuitton talk. You can leave a note on Apple iTunes, correct?
Yes, leave a review on iTunes. You can rate us while you're there. You can also shoot us an email letting us know. It is thepodcastfamily@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at The Podcast Family, Instagram at The Podcast Family, and Twitter at The Podcast Fam.
Damn, you did that pretty well.
Look at that.
You don't even have notes, do you?
I don't.
I got it written down somewhere. I should probably learn that stuff, shouldn't I?
It's just The Podcast Family. Really simple.
Right. And you can tell others about us. That's the great thing is when people come up and say, oh, I listen to the Garage Logic podcast. And I say, what about the... I listen to the Family podcast as well. It's really fun. And nobody fought today. Nobody was told to shut up.
It's because McLaren's not here.
Oh, Lord. All right, Matthew, I hope you have a great day. And I'll talk to you later on today or tomorrow or whenever.
All righty. Skol Vyk.
All right, Skol. Let's do it. I'll be able to text you during the game.
Yeah, perfect.
All right, see you, bro.
All right. See you guys.
All right, that is Matthew Robert Jr., Gabe, and Dad signing off here.
Mm-hmm.
We joke about not having the girls here, but I like when they're here. They give us a good perspective. And it is a happy birthday to Mom. Mom's having her birthday today, so we're going to have a nice birthday meal for her tonight. Get to open some gifts, and now I'm off to buy a cake. What are we going to do? Nothing Bundt cakes?
I have no idea.
Why don't you be involved in this? This is your mother's birthday.
I don't buy cake.
And happy birthday to my dad on October 7th, who just got out of the hospital. He had a little procedure done, and now he's feeling a little bit better. We should have called him today, too. No, he would have been complaining about the sports. All right. Happy birthday, Mom, today, October 6th. Happy birthday, Dad, October 7th. Talk to you next week. Thank you for listening to Table Talk with Rookie's Family. Tell others and check out the sister podcast, GarageLogic.com. Catch you next time.